The former president of Mexico, Vicente Fox, is known for being a strong supporter of marijuana, both medical and recreational. He spoke this week at the Arizona Marijuana Industry Trade Association event in Phoenix on the future of cannabis trade between Arizona and Mexico and how it can benefit both of our economies. The show's Kaylee Monahan spoke with President Fox about trade between the two and how marijuana fits into that picture, and she joins us. Hey, Kaylee.
Good morning, Mark. Well, President Fox firmly believes that marijuana will become a significant part of global trade. He has also been very vocal on his views on President Trump and sees our president as taking all the wrong steps when it comes to trade between our countries. I asked President Fox how Mexicans view their relationship with the U.S. and specifically Arizona right now.
Well, besides Trump, that is bringing eager frustration, hate, this nation, its citizens, are highly related to Mexico and Mexicans, and that will nobody break. I mean, that will continue, and that's what Sonora and Arizona are doing. That's what we old Mexicans want to do, stay close to the many friends that we have here, the many brothers and sisters we have here. So that the human link is so intense that it will not be broken. And I can say the same thing about the economy. I mean, the link between the automobile industry in Mexico and automobile industry in the United States, or the link on technology, or the link on food chain and food production, it cannot be separated apart unless we want to be losers, both of us.
Right. And speaking of NAFTA, it's back on the table again, being renegotiated. What are your thoughts on that? Is that even necessary, you know, from the Mexican point of view, or was it working before?
Well, yes, we could have a NAFTA plus, a better NAFTA than the one we had this 25 years. But we don't have to destroy what we have built with so much love, work, enthusiasm. So we need to add new things, like marijuana, for instance, and cannabis should be part of NAFTA today. Like technology, we have to make some adjustments there and other things, but NAFTA is the greatest economic tool that the United States has had because it saved, and let me give you an example. It saved three key corporations of this nation, General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler. They went broke 5 years ago. And taxpayers here had to rescue those corporations and bring them back to life by investing on them billions and billions of U.S. dollars. That was a cost for taxpayers. And finally, they were rescued, and they came back to the marketplace by becoming NAFTA corporations. The way they survived and they became competitive is by working together in the three economies, Mexico, Canada, and United States. And now General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler are very successful worldwide. They are now very successful corporations. So that's what we need, understanding. We need to work together. We need NAFTA corporations as much as possible, and we will do much better than we've done up to now.
Right now, marijuana is very much restricted here in Arizona specifically. So how do we overcome these obstacles working together with Mexico on this?
Well, we are all taking decisions. Mexico recently approved for the whole of the nation medical use. So that's a big step forward. I noticed that here in the States, California just recently approved also the responsible and recreational use. Canada is about a month away from approving both medical and recreational. So the world is moving forward. Nobody can stop this. Although what I notice is that Trump's administration is, through his little mouse sessions, that's what I call him, he offends so much Mexicans and immigrants. He's so aggressive. And he's also in charge of also refraining drugs. And I think they cannot go against what is happening in the world. The new world will rely totally on the freedom of citizens and the responsible use of freedom by citizens. That's the new world.
Great. Well, Mr. President, thank you so much.
Thank you. A pleasure. Thank you very much.